个视频当心来祈祷。
Let's pray.
问过你后啊，我感谢你听恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father,
这是愿你打开我们一人心。
Please open our hearts.
我们对你的话里面得到一个帮助。
We want to learn from your words.
愿你教我们三个。
Please be with us. We want to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Brothers and sisters, be God with you.
Be
God's blessing with all of us.
Today's
topic is listen to God's voice. God has its way to reveal himself to us. He does it in a gradual fashion to guide and enlighten us.
我即个来讲，上帝用方式，那亲像。
The example is when you go to a restaurant and when you order food.
本来是中餐还是西餐，哎，拢，伊唔想一个就来出个贵拢，给你哈。
Your food usually comes in sets.
也是一项菜，一项菜，啊，慢慢出来给你哈。
First comes the appetizer.Then your main course.
啊，然后你就当对迄顿嘅中间，遐菜内面食个真享受滴。
In a gradual way, step by step.
但上帝伊显明我咱嘅方式，嘛是亲像安尼哦。
So the way that God reveals Himself is like that as well.
所以是讲，咱甲上帝的关系是爱继续啦，吼，持续继续也学习。
So our relationship with God is in a gradual way. Why is that?
我想上帝伊嘛知影讲，咱坐一下子吼，咱坐无多当承受遐尼济啦。
I think the reason is God wants to reveal Himself step by step, so we won't take all of it at once because we cannot absorb all of it.
个另外一个主要原因是。
Another reason is.
就是上帝爱咱，继续伫咧信可以，挖可以。
Another reason is, he wants us to have faith in him, as always.
所以当有当时咱来甲一个无熟悉人，伫咧甲伊讲话，你得爱大声安尼，稍微介绍者，还是讲互伊知影讲，你毋是遐尼啊歹吼。
I say when you meet someone for the first time, you wanna.Gradually introduce yourself. And then slowly and slowly, you can know more about each other. Another example is when you take a flight. So when we're on the plane, it's a little boring because you cannot do anything.
当然，你老伴迄是无会讲啦，你若无伴，干自然嘞。
So if you're there by yourself on the airplane,
啊，有时候你嘛去找人讲话啊。
Sometimes you would talk to the person sitting right next to you.
啊，你嘛就爱讲，可以讲讲，哎，这个话题，你讲的话题，啊，甲伊会来投机吼。
Then you would start talking to him and getting to know each other slowly.
啊，慢慢，啊，恁两愈谈的中间，啊，你就愈熟悉对方嘛愈熟悉你啊。
And as you guys talk further, then you're gonna find more topics in common.
同款，上帝伊显明的话，啊，要予咱知，嘛是安尼啦。
So then that, in a way, our relationship with God is like that as well.
啊，渐，予咱感觉真新鲜的时阵。
Slowly but surely，
咱得听着上帝话。
Then we can hear God's words and His voice。
啊，你不断甲上帝建立迄个关系时阵，你就愈会清楚上帝的话到底是啥物。
So as you slowly build up your relationship with Him, then you're gonna have a better understanding of his words.
所以下面我分三来跟他三句，咱要怎样底下来听，像单一的感官吼，来听到上帝的声音。
So I'm going to break my sermon into three parts today.
第一，我跟三句底下听上帝声音一种能力啊。
First is the ability to listen to God's voice.
咱听上帝种能力，它讲是咱一生中间上个大的一个。
Yeah, I think it's the most important part of our faith.
所以这嘛当讲讲，咱的成功不是在讲咱甲上帝讲话的能力吼，用对话一种能力有偌强。
The success is not from how we talk to God.
不是咱会当甲上帝讲偌尼啊济啊偌尼啊水的话，不是。
It's not.How much you talk to him.
是咱会当听上帝能力有偌济。
It depends on how much we listen to him and how much we interpret his words.
所以这种的能力啊，是超过咱的才吧，超过咱的智慧。
So this ability is more than our what we learn.
这嘛是属于迄个另外一层，咱甲上帝一种亲密关系，属灵一种关系。
It's more of the relationship is built on the more on a spiritual level.
咱看上帝所拣选的百姓，因会遭遇到济济的困难。
As you know that we all face various obstacles in our life.
你看像以色列百姓，伊嘛上帝所拣选的百姓，谁那因在落伫埃及做埃及的奴隶
？For example, the people of Israel.They are the chosen ones by God, but how come they were slaves at one point?
什么大的原因？就是因无迄个能力伫来听上帝话。
The biggest reason was they didn't have the ability to listen to God.
啊，是讲因伫来拒绝来创造上帝创造的物件。
Or they refused to believe in God.
啊，用家己的知识来创造一个较容易制造的。
And use their own thinking to build something that's different.
啊，第二个上帝声音底下所听未到。
Thus, they were not able to hear God's words.
所以咱看咱生活伫这，咱这个咱讲二十一世纪这资讯吼，这资讯真发达的这时代。
And today, everywhere you go, it's full of information.
在任何一个所在所发生的事情，几分钟以后，咱就随知影。
Anything that happens, we would know in a minute.
有阵时咱来看报纸、杂志的内面，啊，对住迄个什么种的评论，哦，咱嘛真济迄个资讯吼。
Yeah, we get information via newspaper, TV.
啊，真侪咱在看，特别即个报纸，有阵时咱来看一份的报纸尔，听，啊，咱会感觉讲，真容易用迄份的报纸，来引导过去。
And we're often influenced by the news from newspaper or TV.
所以咱伫种爱资讯哦，即资讯真发达的即时代里面，咱要怎样伫来选择？
So how do we select what's true and what's not?
那么怎样底下算？你讲什么的声音才是上帝出自上帝遐来
？So how do we choose what's the message from God?
我想咱就是常常，那看呢，有阵时咱看报纸，唔是看一份的报纸；有阵时咱看两份的报纸，咱得咱对照，咱得较清楚。
So we have to compare. We have to.Compare the sources that we the news from different sources and compare them.
等下，像咱读圣经吼，咱在这有当时咱唔是在看一版的迄个圣经而已啊。
It's like reading the Bible. We don't just read one version.
你也通看英语嘛，几啊种版本的圣经吼。
In English, you have the different versions of Bible.
第三，最起码咱当个英语啦、中文啦、吼，啊是台语吼，啊互相对照是，咱两个人较清楚知影，迄则个经节的意思。
Yeah, we could compare Bible written in English or or Chinese or Taiwanese and compare them and to get the true meaning of God's words. When you read Bible, there is one section where when someone asks Jesus, what is the truth? If you refer to a book of John, chapter 17, verse 17. Jesus did not reply to him at that point. But privately, when Jesus prayed to the Father, he says, in the truth, your word is truth.
So the John 17, 17 来源，咱感觉讲是安怎？耶稣代表回答问伊的问题呢？
So you may wonder why Jesus did not reply to that person right away.
其中一个原因就是因为因根本都无要接受。
One of the reasons is because the person who asked would not accept.
所以人老迄个偏见吼，家己的意见的偏见，迄种诶思想伫内底存。
So if you have a predetermined thinking,
伊就无当接受上帝声音。
Then it will be hard for them to accept God's words.
第二就单纯约翰十七章十七节，哎呀，就无需要甲伊讲啦。
So there is like the example I just gave you. There is no reason to tell them anything.
等咱啊，咱家己的偏见，迄种思想伫咱内面时，咱就真恶得听到上帝声。
Yeah, if we have the misconception or the predetermined ideas, then we cannot hear God's words.
咱看，咱头一位所看的经节，但以理，甲迄个王尼布甲尼撒，尼布甲尼撒为什么要找但以理
？So if you could refer to the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verses 46 and 47. Why did King Nebuchadnezzar, why did he ask Daniel?
因为尼布甲尼撒王，伊知影但以理有能力，有咧气力，会当听上帝声。
Because the king knew that Daniel had the ability to hear God's words.
等下，发到。是安那？他要找约瑟。
So why did the Pharaoh? Why did he find Joseph?
因为因伊知影约瑟有一种能力会当来听上帝声。
Because he knew that Joseph had the ability to hear God's voice.
人是安那要找先知
？So why do people go to prophets?
因为先知伊嘛有迄个开了会当来能力会当听到上帝声。
Because the prophets have the ability to hear God's voice.
So, if we have this ability to hear God's voice, this is the greatest treasure in our life.
So, if we are able to hear God's voice, then it's the most important asset in our life. That's the first topic I want to share with you.
The second thing I want to share with you is through His method.
The second section I want to share with you is through him the rules are established.
在罗马书第一章第二十节就这样讲，因为对创造世间以来，上帝永远的权能和性质，见凡所因看见的，对受造的物，想了就明明看见，使因无路通推脱。
If you look at Book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20, it says, For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen because they are understood through what has been made, so people are without excuse.
So, 对你罗马书第一章第十节讲，上帝是通过伊所创造迄天地万物，嘛伫人类的社会内面，用一寡普通的迄规则啊，来显明伊家己。
So this says through his creation, he is to show himself. to all of us.
所以伫罗马书内面，保罗先讲真侪种，迄个上帝迄种的法则。
So, in the book of Romans, Paul says, we can see God's rules and laws through His creations.
我咱通过上帝所设立迄个规则啊，啊，咱会当伫遐来听着上帝声。
So through His rules and laws, we can hear God's voice.
另外圣经底下嘛提到讲，你迄个属灵的内面的迄规则啊。
Yeah, and the rules and are set by God through His creation.
像咱拢真知影迄个希伯来吼，希伯来，希伯来人书内面也讲真种看会见的物件是看未见的物件的一个证明。
So from Book of Hebrew, it says.Something that you can see are the proof from something you cannot see. If you could refer to a book of Hebrew, chapter 11,
verse 3.
Yeah, the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 3, it says, By faith we understand the worlds were set in order at God's command, so that visible has its origin in the invisible. So the spirit, it's something that we cannot see.
但是咱对伫咱的周围内面，咱知影有迄个国度存在。
But through our surrounding and through God's creation, we understand that it does exist.
所以咱的心倒位，咱底下就会感觉到。
So we can feel our heart.
啊，亲像约翰福音第四章第二十四节啦。
Yeah. Please refer to Book of John, chapter 4, verse 24.
底下讲什么？底下讲。上帝是一个灵啊，所以敬拜伊的人就要用心灵甲诚实来敬拜伊。
It says that God is spirit, and the people who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
所以这则的经节讲讲起，咱要怎样来敬拜上帝
？So it tells us how we can worship God.
是用迄心灵，经节底下起下讲，迄个诚实，英语是讲迄个真理啊，哈。
So it tells us.We have to do it in spirit and truth.
所以这是真要紧的，上帝是一个灵啊，一个灵。
So, yeah, it's God is a spirit.
所以咱们用什么种的方式来敬拜伊呢
？So how do we do it? How do we worship?
约翰第四章二十四节讲，就用咱的灵甲真理啦。
Yeah, the verse that we just went over in truth, and we worship in truth.And in spirit.
耶稣在讲啥？耶稣讲，因为父是要爱这款的人，在敬拜伊。
Yeah, because Jesus says that God wants people to worship Him that way.
我想这是真要紧的。
I think that's very important.
所以底下耶稣底下讲，起头道成肉体，住在人的中间。
So Jesus said that there is a rules.And spirit all around us.
当这个住伫人的中间，是迄个充满着恩典甲真理伫伊内面。
So when the spirit is within us, then it could be filled with a blessing and grace.
所以今日咱来开始进入迄个台讲者，等待主耶稣降临迄个时的时阵。
As we're entering, as we're getting closer to the birth of Jesus.
咱唔是单底下讲啊。这就是一个最近的听。
We it's just not a, it's more than a holiday.
是要通过咱读的经节，咱点的这个垃圾，让咱能当看见上帝恩典。
So it's through the words of God, through lighting of the candle, that we're able to see the glory of God.
这恩典是什
么 ？What is the glory of God?
这恩典是上帝给的恩典。
This is the.Through the birth of his son, the glories can be seen from there. Then we can hear God's voice.
进一步，最后我会跟你三想的。
The last one I want to share with you, the last topic.
上帝通过伊个囡。
He says the God through His own Son.
上帝已经替世间人准备真久啦。
Yeah, God has long prepared.
这阵啊，注意是咱伫旧约内面有真济本册底下拢提到这个事。
Yeah, if you take a look at the Old Testament, there are many examples that has shown us what he meant.
昨咱家庭团结无聚会吼。
Yesterday we didn't have Bible study.
啊，但是昨昏嘛是，我嘛是有聚会啦。
But yesterday we had a small meeting.
这昨昏底下咧讲甲讲一个会幕的代志吼，啊，上帝神啊，上帝神啊对摩西底下讲。你当你去会幕的时阵，你得真细致、真小心。
So, in Old Testament, when God told Moses that when you build this meeting of tent, you have to do it very, very carefully.
咱来看迄出埃及里面遐吼，啊，照一个图。
If you take a look at the Exodus, here is a map.I want to show you.
这图咱看到有一个迄、那个，这个会幕有一个外院啦，哈。
Outside of this tent, there is a courtyard.
所以实际上，这个会幕是由这个外面这个会幕吼啊，底下来围掉嘞。
There is a curtain surround this.
所以这个会幕，咱就通想象成是一个灯形的吼，一个灯形。
So as you can see, it's rectangular.
啊，这灯形中间，咱看见这里面只有一个祭坛。
Here is the altar, towards the bottom.
啊，祭坛的中间只有一个洗洗水吼，一个洗洗迄个洗脸盆，迄洗迄个盘啊。
The circle right above the altar is a sink where you can cleanse yourself.
咱若到迄个圣安教迄个主堂遐吼，咱看入面中入面遐吼，啊嘛一个圆圆的盘啊，啊内底有底水，就是这个。
If you could see the Saint Andrew Church.
啊，然后才有一个会幕，啊，才有一个门啊，才有一个门。
Okay. Over there, within that small rectangular, there's an entrance.
所以当咱若要对遮入面时，啊，即要比甲即指引所，遮有一个门，啊，遮是入口，啊，你才甲当入面。
So that's for the entrance for you to enter into that small rectangle.
所以当你若要进入这水箱内，首先来对这外口遮，啊，甲对遮经过遮的，啊，甲对这进入内底。
So before you get to that place, you first you have to go through the altar and the cleansing dish, the cleansing sink.
所以上帝底下甲摩西讲，你要起这会幕的时阵，咱有这寸尺，啊，所以只要这寸尺吼，只要寸尺，啊，这寸尺拢是上帝底下甲摩西讲，爱照这寸尺爱底下做嘅。
So when Moses built this, the exact measurements were given to him by God.
啊，然后这所在才有迄个饼。
That place is something.
饼，迄个生产，迄个用，迄个饼。
That and within that small rectangular part, there's cookies.
啊，这边叫迄个金灯塔吼，诶，灯塔。
And the other side has the candles.
啊，内面家，这个内面家吼，这是个圣所。
That.And then is the holy place.
所以咱要到这个圣所所在，才有一个门，啊，你要对家就该当进入这个圣所。
So when you enter, then you could the first place that you get to pass the candle and the that's you get to the holy place first.
咱注意看到无？这个圣所啊，搁落去内底又搁一个哈。
The holy place one, and after that there is another holy place, number two.
啊，伫这个甲这内底，咱叫一个，咱有看到无？这就是一个迄个幔子啦，或者玻璃啊，围条咧。
Between holy place one and holy place two, there is a curtain.
所以底下咱讲， 普通的人袂当怎啊直接入去甲这内底，这内底叫做即性所吼。
Yeah, the regular people cannot get into the holy place too. That's the holiest place of all.
啊，这里即性所内面的性，意思拢是性格的所在。
That's where you put the ark.
所以这里即性所吼，差不多有这个性所的两倍多啊。
So the holy place too is about twice the size of holy place one.
虽然伫这个即性所内，还佫一个后边一个，这个是阮被保住前吼。
That's the latter part of the holy place too. That's where the a place called the throne.
所以上帝伫爱摩西讲，你得真小心，啊，伫量好势吼，爱量好势。
So the God told Moses that you have to build this according to the spec that I give to you.
因为这个圣所里面吃的东西拢有标明，有拢有意义。
So everything that you see in here has its own symbolism.
你看里面这巨圣所里面提咱知影迄个约柜啦，吼。
As I just told you that in holy place too, that's where the ark is placed.
外面这个外院哦，是表示某一挂代志。
Yeah, so the as I thought, on the outside, it has symbolism as well.
所以伫这个空间内面，拢有一挂迄、那个藏一挂布置一挂物件。
All the decorations, everything that you see in there has its own meaning.
所以每一个对咱来讲，拢有真大意义的所在。
Yeah, it's everything that we see in here has a very special meaning for us.
所以等咱来到这个圣所，要进入圣所时，你得通过这个会幕啦，这幕哈，这殿里哈。
So to get into holy place, too, you have to go through a curtain.
所以上帝的话就藏在这个后边面啦。
So in holy place, too, that's where the words of God is being placed.
啊，想要在安尼，因为有约定的一定迄个时间。
Why is that? Because there is a certain time.
啊，时间到的时候，啊，上帝话该对遐来显明出来。
When the time is right, then the words will be revealed.
所以咱看，这古早是上的形，按到是新约内面，耶稣在里边，当耶稣伫个十字顶登回的时阵，啊，这个会幕，这个幔子啊，反而无去拆离开。
So in the Old Testament, when Jesus died on the cross, the curtain between Holy Place 1 and Holy Place 2 is gone.
上帝话啊，本地拢藏在这约柜内底，在这祭献所后边遮。
God's word in the Old Testament, God's words were put in the ark.
所以当咱看迄个马太福音第27章啊，50节到51节。迄、那个耶稣伫迄个十字架登归了，啊，这个会幕啊，这个、幔子啊，伫遐对顶头，怎当作两边吼。
So if you could look at the book of Matthew chapter 27:50-51, it says when Jesus cried out again with the loud voices and gave up his spirit, just then the temple curtain was torn in two from top to bottom.The earth shook, and the rocks were split apart.
对，那个开人一读英语，我来读台语啦吼。我耶稣佫大声伫话讲，开着灯啦吼。忽然间，那殿内面的幔子吼，迄个幔子，对顶头到下骹压做两边，啊，地也震动，石盘也开啦。所以这灯这两项代志，耶稣伫遐灯，迄个开灯去，啊，这对顶头离到下骹时，啊，咱看。就无这个幔子啊嘛，对不吼？啊，所以咱看到种这个约柜啊，就咱就看得到啊。
So as we just study when Jesus gave up his spirit, then the curtain is gone. Then we can see the ark.
所以咱主要讲到这个灯塔吼，咱灯塔，咱看到启示录内面，启示录里面讲到七个灯塔个吼。
Well, the candles that we just mentioned, the place where you put the candles in the book of Revelation, there are seven candles.
So, when we look at the Old Testament, we know that when we look at the New Testament, we know that 伊想要藏一个，是通过耶稣基督。
So in the Old Testament, you can see why the candles are put there. It's because through Jesus.
啊，耶稣带咱入去家己至圣所内面。
Jesus would take us through there and to the holy place too.
那个是我想起，啊，这个会幕内面有分三个部分，一个外口啦吼，啊，一个内底啦吼，啊，佮另外一个是迄个圣所啊，佮至圣所的所在。
So as you can see, we could have a outside courtyard, the inside, and the place and the holy place. There are three places.
即嘛，亲像讲，咱人吼，咱人有三部分啦。
So it's like us. You could look at us in three parts.
人有咱的身躯，啊，身躯人讲是即外口吼，外院外院。
So our body is more of like the courtyard on the outside.
啊，咱会当体验着物质的生活，等咱超过，咱若超越过这个外口的时阵
，So our body is able to touch and feel。
啊，咱就对这入家里内底。
And when we enter。
啊，这个迄个咱灵魂迄个魂内底吼，啊，入咱迄内底。
Then the second part is our soul。
啊，然后咱还要够不够？咱们进入个内底，就包括咱的心思啊，吼。
So when we enter the holy place, that becomes our spirit.
So when we cross this
our spirit is like this chart that I have put it up.
所以等咱来了解时，啊，咱了解咱身躯啦，吼。啊，这个会幕内面，这外口就是咱整个的身躯。
So as I mentioned earlier, the outside part, the surrounding is like our body.
啊，然后咱还要够不够？咱们进入个内底，就包括咱的心思啊，吼。
So when we enter the holy place, that becomes our spirit.
So when we cross this
our spirit is like this chart that I have put it up.
所以等咱来了解时，啊，咱了解咱身躯啦，吼。啊，这个会幕内面，这外口就是咱整个的身躯。
So as I mentioned earlier, the outside part, the surrounding is like our body.
啊，然后咱来看伊讲，迄个内底，咱这个心啦，吼。
So the inside will be like our heart.
啊，最圣洁的所在是咱的灵魂，迄个灵，甲上帝结连做伙的灵。
The holiest place is our spirit. That's when we connect with God.
所以等咱来安尼了解时，咱就明白讲，上帝是安怎爱摩西，也做一个这个会幕，甲伊其中内面爱藏一寡只物件。
Once we understand this, then we understand why God wanted Moses to build this and all and everything that's in it.
啊，搁伫这个会幕内面，藏一个特别的一个聚圣所的房间。
And why there is a holy place being put in there？
所以等咱安尼来了解时，那讲上帝要通过这个啊，让咱来听到伊的声音。
So once we understand the symbolism of this, then we can understand why God wants us our spirit.Only through that to hear his voice.
以前咱的古约时代，要进入个内面咧，听着上帝声音，普通人诶未当听着，只有迄个先知伊才当听着。
In the Old Testament, regular person could not hear God's words; only prophets could.
因为只有一个模糊啊，底下杂条咧。
Because as I explained to you earlier, there's a curtain. Between holy place 1 and 2.
所以咱无从直接看到这个自信所所在。
So we can see it。
所以昨昏底下咧分享时，我讲，会记得未？摩西，上帝叫摩西讲，你来带以色列百姓出来记吧。
Yeah, the example that I want to give you is when God told Moses to take people of Israel, the Jewish people to take them out of Egypt.
摩西跟上帝说，我是什么人？我才可以来带这个以色列百姓来出来。
Moses asked God, I don't have any special ability to lead my people out of Egypt.
所以上帝可以看到人气魄有无？烧的气魄啊，烧会完。
So God wanted God show him a burned tree.
所以当摩西看到迄个异象的时候，看到迄个气魄时，伊要赶瓦，惊瓦去哦。
So when Moses saw that and wanted to get closer to it,
里面有一个声音在跟摩西讲。
There is a voice that told Moses,
褪掉你垃圾的。
He told the voice told Moses, get rid of your shoes.
因为那是圣洁的所在。
Because that's the holy place.
我说听你姐妹，今日咱无这个会幕，这个无这个幕啊。
Our brothers and sisters, today there is no curtain. Because Jesus took that off for us. Through Jesus, we are able to enter the holy place.
So we are able to enter the
So how do we get to the holy place and hear God's voice? Not just using our body.
让咱的身躯通过咱的身躯进入咱的魂内底，然后用咱的心灵来跟上帝那个讲话。
So through our body, through our soul, to our spirit, and then we can connect with God.
安尼，咱才会当听到上帝声。
Only through that we can we are able to hear God's voice.
咱看新约里面哪讲
？So in the New Testament, what I want to share something with you.
我不然看一个经节，哥林多前书第六章第十九节啦。
Please go to First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19.
哥林多前书第六章十九节讲，现在恁的身躯就是什么？圣灵灵的殿呐。圣灵的殿哈。
He says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?
这在跟在干咪讲？是讲上帝会不干咪？
So it says, you're your body is a tent of meeting.
那上帝在哪里啊？
God lives there.
是站在你的灵的里面啊。
In your spirit.
因为伊就要进入你的殿的内面。
So in your spirit, he is able to enter.
所以基本上，咱用上帝讲话，啊，唔是用咱的身躯底下来讲话。
So, when we want to hear God speak, it's not through our body.
所以底下都要像就Daniel的感觉，迄灵甲上帝三个讲话。
Oh, it's we want to be like Daniel, where his spirit is able to communicate with God.
底下，咱得要意识的上帝在跟咱讲话。
Only through our spirit, we could hear His voice.
别人来证明上帝在跟你讲话。
So how do we prove it?
你的灵里面有平安，就是证明上帝在跟你讲话。
When you feel that, when you feel peace within your spirit, then it's a proof that you're communicating with God.
所以通过这几项，咱来听的上帝声。
So through these couple of things that I share with you, we are able to hear God's voice.
那今日，咱就站在耶稣基督里面来听的上帝声。
So today we may listen to God's voice in Christ.
是因为什么？是因为上帝灵已经点在，不是别个人的里面，是点在你我心的里面了。
Because God's words is within all of us, in our spirit. So we want to step in front of His throne.
上帝要常常来提醒咱。
He's going to remind us often.
上帝在遐就要来跟咱讲话。
So he's going to communicate with us.
咱个来服侍主的，神的宝座在倒位。
So where is the throne?
这神的宝座是。
Yeah, that's the towards the back part of the holy place too.
上帝已经将这个幕底来拆掉啊。
God has got rid of the curtain.
所以咱会当直接入去家己神的宝座前。
So we can enter and go directly towards his throne of blessing.
圣经嘛，敢讲来看一位经节，希伯来书第四章第十六节。
Well, one verse I want to share with you is Book of Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 16.
希伯来书第四章第十六节中，所以咱就好当就近稳定的座位，通受怜悯，也得到稳定最及时的帮助。阿门。
Therefore, let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and final grace whenever we need help.
愿咱拢会当得到这个。
So be every one of us able to receive this His blessing.
好，咱来听着上帝的声。
So we are able to hear God's words.
咱们要三个学习。
And let's all get together and learn.
因为声听着上帝声是咱最大活命一个财产啊。
So we can hear God's voice because it's the most important asset in our life.
Amen.
Amen.
愿主耶稣基督的恩典，甲咱每一个人上帝。
And be God's blessing and His grace. With all of us.
Let's
pray.